Yes. Something like that.
Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Could you open your Bibles to Acts chapter 8? We are going to read verses from 9 to 25. Acts chapter 8, verses from 9 to 25. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none than them of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost." But Peter said unto him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity." Then answered Simon and said, "Pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me." And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. Brother Joe, could you pray for the message, please?
Yes. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for
yes,
this
Lord.
Opportunity for you to bless you for tonight. We ask you for that word, open our hearts, and you will our lives tonight. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. The title of this message I would like to share with you tonight is, "Have you prepared your heart to be a missionary?" Have you prepared your heart to be a missionary? A missionary to a foreign country or to his own country has a lot of preparations to make. He has to prepare himself physically, he has to prepare himself spiritually, has to prepare himself financially, and in some cases has to prepare himself linguistically. And some of these preparations require a lot of time. However, there is something much more important: the preparation of the heart. You have to prepare your heart before you go as a missionary. Yeah. Have you prepared your heart to be a missionary? Point number one, signs from you showing that you may have not prepared your heart to be a missionary yet. You may sound obnoxious. You may sound obnoxious. In 2017, I participated in a street preaching tour in Germany, and while I was handing out gospel tracts, I was listening to a brother who was preaching, and something struck me for the first time in my life. And I thought, I am looking at him, and I'm thinking, he preaches in English at the Germans, and I can understand his English. He's screaming with an unpleasant voice, waving his Bible as if you were trying to throw it at somebody. How do you sound when you preach?
Amen.
How do you sound when you explain the Bible? How do you sound when you witness? What do you think Simon sounded like? Look at the beginning of verse 9. "But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria." What do you think he sounded like? I think he was the first old Star Wars fan. And I believe that his favorite character was that emperor, what was his name, Darth Sidious. And he had this, in that film, he has this creepy, raspy voice And there is a scene in which where he tricks another character of this film into thinking that he can, if he follows his teaching, he can possess some secret dark powers. You remember that voice? Become my apprentice. Learn to use the dark side of the force. Maybe some of you have sounded like that when you tried to witness to the lost. So I believe that Simon must have had this kind of this creepy, unpleasant, this raspy voice. And I'm sure that he must have sounded obnoxious as a typical sorcerer, a wizard. You must consider the way you sound. I must consider the way I sound. Signs from you showing that you may have not prepared your heart to be a missionary yet. You convince others that you are special. You convince others that you are special. What else was Simon excellent at? Look at the end of verse 9. Giving out that himself was someone, some great one. He was excellent at talking. He was so garrulous that most probably all citizens of that city praised him, and most probably he could never stop talking. You say, what's wrong about talking so much, Brother Jack? In Proverbs 10:19, you do not have to turn there. In Proverbs 10:19, it says, in the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. In 2022, I took part in another street preaching tour. It was in Ireland, and Northern Ireland. And there were four of us in a car. I drive the car, and there are three other brothers with me. The two of them are younger than me, and they are very well mannered, and they have both an excellent testimony. And there is another brother sitting at the back, and he only stayed for a few years, and he simply cannot stop talking. He has advice on every problem. He can give you answer to every question from the Bible. It seems that the Lord Spirit himself asks him questions. He cannot stop talking. You must not have this attitude towards yourself. Brother Jack, I do not have this kind of attitude. Oh, really? I'm from the States, therefore I'm special. I know the truth about the King James Bible, therefore I'm special. I know how to rightly divide the scriptures, therefore I'm special. I'm proud to be a Texan, therefore I'm special. The only jokes I accept are those who confirm the superiority of Texans, such as, I wasn't born in Texas, but I came as fast as I could. And only Texans are laughing. And non-Texans are saying amen. Signs from God showing that you may have not prepared your heart to be a missionary yet. You concentrate on visible aspects of missionary efforts. You concentrate on visible aspects of missionary efforts. What was Simon focusing on while he was with Philip? Could you look at verses 13 and 14? It says, then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. Well, Simon was with Philip. He was focusing on miracles, on signs, on visible results. Now, you and I may have a tendency to criticize other Christians from different denominations that they focus too much on results, on visible results of their ministry. However, are we not also guilty of focusing only on results of our ministry? During the same street preaching tour in Ireland and Northern Ireland in 2022, there is a brother who hands out gospel tracts. Three teenagers walk by, and they receive the gospel tract, and I ask that brother, what is it? And he answers, we preach the good news of the risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. And he asked these three boys, teenagers, a question. Do you believe that? And they answer, yes, we do. And that brother says, shakes their hands, and he says, congratulations, you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. They walk by, they look at each other, these three boys, they smile, they walk away, and they laugh. And that brother continues saying, I have led three people to the Lord Jesus Christ. The three people have got saved today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, if you know anything about soul winning, Amen. You know exactly that it doesn't work like that.
Amen.
So if you're not careful and focus only on miracles, on signs, on visible results, you can deceive yourself.
Yep.
Yep.
It's true.
Amen.
Your concern should be to bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ first, and yes. then Amen. He can give you results. Not the other way around. Point number two, signs from God showing that you may have not prepared your heart to be a missionary yet. God omits you and prepares somebody else. God omits you and prepares somebody else. Who do Peter and John lay their hands on? Look at verses from 14 to 17. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Who do they lay their hands on? Everybody except Simon, except Mr. Special.
Yeah.
And it's incredible, he's omitted.
Yep.
Such an influential man in that city of Samaria, and suddenly he's the only one who's omitted. Isn't that something? Well, there are two sisters, for example, in this church, and they both want to sing a special song. The one is chosen, and the other is not. And you, sister, if you're omitted, you may be grieved, you may become bitter or angry at that other sister who is chosen to sing a special song. You may not say it openly, you may even congratulate that sister with a big smile on your face, but as soon as you leave this church building and you enter and get in your car, you may say, oh, why wasn't I chosen?
Yep.
And your brother cannot be any better. Two brothers in the church, in this church or in another church, want to prepare a sermon for Sunday morning, and the one is chosen and the other is not. And you, my brother, you may be the one who is left, who is not chosen. You may feel the same way. You can even congratulate the brother who has been chosen to prepare a sermon and preach or teach in this church. But as soon as you leave the building, you are bitter, you're angry.
Yeah.
Well, who knows, maybe that sister or that brother that you are angry at, she or he may have prayed more for you than you have prayed for her or him. You don't know that. The Lord knows that.
Amen.
So once in a while, God gives you these signs through which he shows you that there are certain things for you to consider. Signs from God showing that you may have not prepared your heart to be a missionary yet. God uses Christians to rebuke you. God uses Christians to rebuke you. If you have children and they do something bad, what do you expect? You naturally rebuke them, and you expect them to admit that they were wrong. They do not criticize their being rebuked by you, and you expect them to apologize, don't you? But how do you act when your Heavenly Father rebukes you using other Christians from the Scriptures? How do you react? How does Peter answer Simon when he wants to buy the gift of the Holy Ghost? Look at verses 18 to 20. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Well, he rebukes Simon, and rightly so. And can you imagine Simon? He's omitted. He doesn't receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and he sees all these people whom he used to control. And what can he have in his mind? Well, I haven't received the Holy Ghost, the gift of the Holy Ghost, but I have enough money to buy it. And maybe that's possible. He may have started thinking, I am not called to be a preacher, I am not called to be a Bible teacher, I am not called to be a pastor, I am not called to be a missionary, but I can go to a Bible school, I can go to a theological seminary, I can buy my Christian education. Well, you can go to a Polish language school, study Polish, and master it. I am. Ja jestem. You are. Ty jesteś. He is. On jest. She is. Ona jest. Oh, Sister Judy is taking some notes. Brother Brian is not. Somebody is taking notes. Amen. And after 2 years, they'll be laughing at you that because you do not know Polish. You can go to the university and study British English phonetics and master it. Instead of saying, I can't stand it, you'll be able to say, I can't stand it. Instead of saying, awesome cotton from Boston, you'll be able to say, awesome cotton from Boston. Instead of saying, hear the word of the Lord, you'll be able to say, hear the word of the Lord. And you can master it. You can be an expert. You can buy these things, but you cannot buy the gift of the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but I have been moved when I saw that these brothers and sisters have such a heart for lost souls. That is amazing. This is the thing that struck me personally as I was hearing to you, brothers and sisters. That was amazing to hear your stories. Signs from God showing that you may have not prepared your heart to be a missionary yet. God uses Christians to show you what your problem is. God uses Christians to show you what your problem is. What problem does Simon have? Look at verses 21 and 22. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. Have you noticed the word which repeats itself here? Was repeated here? The heart. He has a problem with his heart. Don't you have this song in English? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God, of God. Don't you love singing such songs?
Yeah.
Oh, how much you love singing, how much you love shouting, how much you love praising God, how much you like love saying amen. But how much attention do you pay to these words? Aren't these biblical words?
Right.
I believe that somebody who wrote this song must have read the Bible.
Amen.
If you have the same problem as Simon does, you may have not prepared your heart for any missionary work yet. Point number three, reasons why you may not have prepared your heart to be a missionary yet. You are full of hate. You are full of hate. Why does Simon not prepare his heart? The first reason, look at the beginning of verse 23. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness. Whoa, gall of bitterness. Seems to me that Simon is full of hate. It says gall of bitterness. Not only angry, not only jealous, but he is full of hate. He sees, can you imagine, he controls the people. There are some Christians who come and they see people are converted to the Lord Jesus Christ. They are baptized. They receive the Holy Ghost. He loses control over these people. Nobody listens to him anymore. So he sees the immediate success of Philip the evangelist. He sees his countrymen receive the Holy Ghost. He sees Apostle Peter, the apostle to the circumcision, and John, the apostle to the uncircumcision, as I understand the scriptures, with the power of God. And can you imagine how he must feel? No one listens to me anymore. All my countrymen listen to these people. Oh, these missionaries come here every summer. Every time they appear here, no matter what they say, they are applauded, they are congratulated, and and they are praised all the time. When will eventually somebody praise me in this church? Of course, you do not belong to such people who have such thoughts in your heart. You will not say it openly, but you may have these thoughts deeply in your heart. And if so, this may also be reason why you may have not prepared your heart for any missionary work yet. Reasons why you may have not prepared your heart to be a missionary yet, you are enslaved by your sin. You are enslaved by your sin. I've heard a few stories, not only from this country, but once in a while I hear that there are Christian churches or Christian leaders who have a tendency to control other Christians in their own churches. And it may be, I am not sure why it is so, but maybe this is one of the reasons. Look at the last part, the second part of verse 23. What kind of sin is Simon also involved in? The second part of verse 23. And in the bond of iniquity. That was the spiritual state of Simon. He was in bond of iniquity. Not only life of sin, but in the bond of iniquity. He was enslaved. I can see that he is guilty of pride and he thinks that he has the right, just as he controlled all these lost people before these Christians came to that city of Samaria. He thinks that he can control other people and Christians. He desires to use the gift of the Holy Ghost. And not only he wants to buy it, but he believes that he can use it in the future to control those Christians. And according to lawmakers, police is supposed to make criminals afraid as much as possible of committing certain crimes. And today in the 21st century, the police can track you, they can solve certain devices, they can even see and hear what criminals or suspects plan to do. And you as a Christian, my dear brother, my dear sister, if you have wrong motives concerning some missionary work, don't you think that the Lord sees everything? He sees everything, he hears everything, he knows the thoughts deeply hidden in your heart. And my question to you right now is, what's your real motive? If you want to be a missionary, what's your real motive? It may be that the reason why Simon wanted to control his people and see them enslaved by his influence was the fact that he himself was enslaved in sin. Point number four, the ways the Lord encourages you, even if you have not prepared your heart to be a missionary yet. The Lord gives you time to repent. The Lord gives you time to repent. Look at verse 24. How does Simon react when he hears the rebuke from Peter? Verse 24, it says, "Then answered Simon and said, Pray to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me." Well, he repents, and he wants to get right with God. And you may say, "Brother Jack, you're right. I have been having these thoughts and intentions in my heart. I have not prepared my heart for any missionary work." Well, the good news is that the Lord always gives you time to repent.
Thank you, Lord.
Perhaps he is using this conference and especially these messages you have heard from, and you will hear from these brothers and sisters on a mission field. Perhaps the Lord will use these messages to help you. The Lord encourages you to prepare your heart by giving you time to repent. The ways the Lord encourages you, even if you have not prepared your heart to be a missionary yet, the Lord sends you believers who set a good example. The Lord sends you believers who set a good example. Look at verse 25, and what do Peter and John do when they hear from Simon that he repents? Verse 25 says, "And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans." Look, they do not stay in the city of Samaria for long. I can see it as the following thing. They continue witnessing and preaching there for some time. And as soon as they see that there is a group of Christians and there is some local church established, they eventually leave it. They show that their intention is not to control anybody. They don't want to manipulate anybody. And if you have ever entertained that thought, the Lord wants you to pay attention to that, to the example set by Christians around you. The Lord encourages you to prepare your heart for that missionary work by sending godly Christians so that they can give you a good example. And we should not neglect it. There are a lot of things you and I can learn from these who have been sent by the Lord to a missionary, on a mission field abroad, and who, especially those who have spent there years and years. And in conclusion, Proverbs 16 verses from 1 to 3. Proverbs chapter 16 verses from 1 to 3. The question is, which I would like us to consider, is, have you prepared your heart to be a missionary? Proverbs chapter 16, verses 1 to 3. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean as his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Well, if the Lord, imagine the Lord stood right here in front of you and asked you, what have you been doing for the last days, for the last few days or weeks or months to prepare yourself to be a missionary, maybe to a foreign country? You may be thinking, oh, I would like to be a missionary here and there. All right, but what have you been doing to prepare your heart for the last few days, weeks and months? Would your answer please the Lord? How would you answer him? I do not know your heart, my brother. I do not know your heart, my sister, but the Lord does. And maybe the Lord is telling you to check your heart in this matter.